This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott.
That looks amazing. Very clever. Is that Italian meringue you've used?
Yes. Well, one thing for sure, if you've done it in a crust like this, you know that your cheesecake isn't going to leak out, don't you?
Yeah, she takes her cream soda. It is quite creamy. It's just a bit too dry because it's been overbaked. Okay. The flavour you've got from it, that's ingenious.
Well done.
That's a clip from season 3, episode 4 of The Great British Baking Show, which airs in the US on PBS. It's now in its 7th season in the UK. The show puts contestants in a fully decked out tent in the English countryside to compete for being crowned Britain's best amateur baker. Among many reality cooking shows, our guest says the GBBO, as fans called it, bucks reality competition at every turn. Kate Kulczyk is contributor to the AV Club and host of the Televerse podcast. She is a big fan of the GBBO and joins us now via Skype. Kate, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So how does this competition work for people who haven't watched it?
It's an amateur baking competition. They bring in 12 bakers, amateur bakers. They can't be professionals. And they have 3 competitions each week. They film only on the weekends. So everyone goes home to their family over the week and de-stresses. And then they come back and they have a signature challenge, which is based on like their signature flavors. And then a technical challenge, which is based on a recipe they've never seen before. It'll say things like, bake until done, which I think we can imagine would be so helpful. And then they have a showstopper challenge, which is very much based on appearance as well as, of course, flavor and texture. And so it's like a whirlwind of baking over a given weekend. And then at the end of the weekend, one person is awarded star baker and one contestant is sent home lovingly with a big group hug, but sent home. And then at the end of the season, there's a 3-way final and someone wins and they win a gloriously etched cake plate.
That's it?
Yes.
Well, another signature of the show is every challenge begins with the hosts and all of the bakers poised in their little miniature kitchen and this.
So you've got 2 hours on your signature challenge, bakers. On your marks.
Get set. Bake.
It's pretty sweet. But what is it that makes the show so different, besides the group hug, besides the British accents?
Well, it's the lack of a villain narrative or the lack of backstabbing or spite as narrative fuel for the show. This is reality competition show that has zero interest in interpersonal strife. They actively avoid it. They don't try to find out the secret backstory of recipes that can get contestants weepy because this is not a show interested in making people sad or in creating adversity for them to overcome in their personal lives. It's just a show for people who love to bake. I think you would probably agree. I think most of your listeners would agree. Baking is something that connects a lot of people in this world, regardless of culture, regardless of their socioeconomic background. It's something that a lot of people share. And so to watch a good-natured, supportive show embrace that and celebrate that, especially home cookers, home bakers, is just a beautiful thing to see.
You know, I watch this and it is, you know, there's so much tension. There's so much expectation in their faces. And, you know, I found myself actually weeping when I thought that Nadia might be kicked out because her her vol-au-vent failed miserably. Is it as gripping as other reality competitions?
Oh, absolutely. I think it really is. And that's not maybe something that people would expect because there is no cash prize. There's no, we'll give you money to start your own restaurant. There's no life-changing stakes sort of grafted onto the show. So that means that the reason they're putting themselves through all this work is because they love it so much. And because they're so invested, you become invested. I get really invested much more with the Great British Bake Off or baking show than I do with other reality competition shows because it doesn't feel contrived and it doesn't feel constructed.
Well, they seem to help and consult or sometimes commiserate with each other when things are going terribly wrong. But have there been any kind of, you know, inter-baker incidents?
Well, there's Baked Alaska Gate, which is something that happened in the 2nd season of the Great British Baking Show. But there was one situation where a contestant had a bit of a meltdown when the Baked Alaska went awry, but it really was very contained and That's about as close as you're going to get, I think.
Well, let's get a sense of Paul Hollywood. His name really is Hollywood. And Mary Berry. These are the show's judges. They throw down the challenges. And this one, creme brulee.
For me, a brulee has to be just set. If it's overset, it's probably going to split. If it's under, then it pulls out like soup. So you're looking for that delicate little wobble.
There weren't such things as blowtorches when I was young, and you did it under a grill, and that was it. It's tricky.
So who are they, and what did they bring to this?
They are celebrated chefs and bakers in the UK. Mary Berry, I would compare her to somebody like Martha Stewart. Paul Hollywood, also an expert in his field, and they're the judges for the show. And you can tell after just watching one or two episodes how knowledgeable they are, but also how supportive they are and how respected they are by the contestants as well. So it all comes together to have a really effective judging process, I would say.
Support, emotion, you know, affinity. Do you think a show that is this different than other reality programming has the power to steer it in another direction?
I'm very encouraged by the fact that this is an incredibly popular show in the UK. It's one of the most popular shows on television in the UK when it's on. I would love to see that be mirrored here in the US. The reality show that I actually most connect the Great British Baking Show to, this is going to sound odd, is American Ninja Warrior, or the original Ninja Warrior, because there's this sense of each of the contestants trying to achieve this monumental task, whether it's baking or completing the Ninja Warrior course. And it's this idea that they're not competing against each other, but against the recipes they're given for the technical bakes. There's a sense that they're all in it together. And when any one of them succeeds, they tend to be disappointed for themselves if they haven't won, but very proud of their fellows. And they really bond in the tent. So I would love to see more programming geared in that model. Yeah.
Kate, I'm in. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Kate Kulczyk, she's host of the Televerse podcast and a contributor to the AV Club, where she wrote, "The Great British Baking Show is the antidote to a bleak TV summer." You'll find a link to read it and a trailer to The Great British Baking Show at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.